This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I don't know. You play receiver your whole life. You can imagine doing something your whole life. Say you were reporting your whole life, and then one day they say, I don't know, go to construction work. We're going to do something else. I mean, he played receiver his whole life. That's all we all ever played, so. You can kind of see it when he's out there. He looks like a receiver. But I knew he had the height. And at that time, you got to remember the receivers that they did have. If you remember, everybody is in the NFL right now. I'm not saying my brother couldn't have been in the NFL as a receiver because I believe he could have. But at that time, for that team, in the best interest of that team, he could have been a corner. You know what I'm saying? Levi was on the same team. You could talk to Levi as well. But I knew it was going to be a good fit for him because he was going to be a big corner, rangy, with great ball skills. So it was going to be a lot of carryover for him because good, you see a lot of DBs you see with good feet, you know what I'm saying, can run, they can't catch. So knew he had one advantage.
And so how did you, did you console him? Did you say just buck up, buddy?
No, nah, that's not how I am.
Yeah,
I get it. I get it.
Nah. An old white guy.
Yeah, I get it. In that moment, I kind of felt for him. You know what I'm saying? I understand. Alabama's a powerhouse school. They kind of like, you don't really get a lot of say so. If he was at a smaller school or somewhere, he probably could have been like, no, I don't want to. I don't want to play receiver. But knowing that he was going to be in good hands, this is the best, if not the best coach, we've ever had in college football, telling you that he wants you to play corners for a good reason. So I kind of just had to, put it in the framework of big picture, you know what I'm saying? Right now you're probably in small picture just because, it's always been this one way and you get so comfortable with things being, how they've always been. But it's a challenge, you know what I'm saying? I felt like you could do it. I told him he could do it. If anybody could do it, I know it's you. It's going to be hard in the beginning, but I'm pretty sure, it's still football and you'll adjust just fine. But I try to console my brother, but also, as you hold somebody's hand, explain to them why things are the way they are. That's part of teaching and part of being a father figure. That was before I even had my kid, I think. But I always try to lead my brothers and be there for them. But part of me says, come on, I'm gonna hold your hand and we're gonna be all right. But another me is you kick them in the butt, say, get out there, you'll be just fine.
Look at that.
On the pace for 20 picks. Yeah, buck up, buddy. I love this.
I was watching you there the other night, and it's what you can do on the field. We talk so much about that, but I'm often amazed at what you do off the field. I mean, every time I look down on the sideline when you guys were offensive on the sideline, you're walking around, you're talking to people. Does that energize you at all? And if your guy said, "Man, I love it when you do this or that."
Yeah, especially my coaches. My coaches always notice that. But I've been doing that since last year. I feel like, we even had a low in the third quarter, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like throughout the game, it's such an emotional roller coaster with all the ebbs and flows of the game of, momentum shifts and this team is up and this team is down or they had a big play, we had a big play. So I kind of keep it in the frame where let's keep going as far as positive energy and the old linemen. I feel like they got one of the hardest jobs on the field with protecting Josh. So I always try to give them some, positive reinforcement, and their job is hard. So I couldn't block people all day. I couldn't push people all day. So I try to always be there, be like this. Hold them up, fellas. We're going to do our job. We got your back. We're going to take care of you as much as I can. But I just try to be that positive force. And it also keeps me in a right framework as far as, my mind. Because, even out there, if something bad happened or I drop a pass or I run the wrong route or, I do a lot of bad things. But I try to keep it as just, one track mind to keep getting better, keep motivating your guys, and do what's in the best interest of your team rather than yourself.
Was there someone who did that for you early in your
career? Hell no. Me. Nah, I didn't really have too many people like that. I've always been that way, though, so more like a self-motivator rather than, you know, leaning on other people. I try not to put that burden on other people of, you know, taking care of my energy and keeping me in the right frame of work. So I try to put it all on myself, and, you know, I can carry it. I got some big shoulders, you know, good, bad, or indifferent. I'm just out there more on the positive.
Josh has a ton of weapons.
Yeah.
Only so many balls to go around, right?
Yeah.
Right now he's riding that hot hand of Dawson Knox.
Hell yeah.
Cole Beasley not getting as many targets as maybe he did a few games earlier in the year. How have you seen him kind of mentally just staying plugged in? What have you seen from him?
It's with Josh?
No, from Cole.
Yeah, I mean, Cole's been in the league for a long time. You know, even with last year, like, yeah, we were throwing the ball. We had drives, but we threw the ball 15 times in a row. You know, it's not like that now. You know, as far as, like, adjusting, we got to do what we got to do to win. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like Cole's one of the older guys in the room that understands that. Of course, everybody wants more. Everybody wants the ball. You know, you ask a receiver, what do you want? I want the ball. You know what I'm saying? And then you got so many weapons. Like, we got running backs that can carry, like, that can catch the ball out of the backfield, that can do X, Y, Z. So, you know, just like me and all the other guys, we'd be like, time is everything. Just like me and all the other guys, I always say, look, we can only control what we can control at this point. You know what I'm saying? As a receiver, you know, I know you want the ball, but sometimes we're going to have to throw a block out there. We're going to have to do X, Y, Z. And I look at it as, and, you know, I've been in the offenses where, though, some games you get 5 targets, some games you get 10, some games you get 3. But it's what you make with the targets. You got to take advantage. And if you're not taking advantage, you only can look at yourself. So for me, I just say everybody keep that in the frame. Keep that in the forefront of your mind, just being like, everybody do their job, because we got to do what we got to do to win. And at the end of the day, as long as we're winning, not too many complaints.
Dawson got 5 touchdowns.
I told him to calm down.
Slow down.
I told him, listen, give me 1 or 2. So we, I'm just messing.
Does,
but
does he owe you something? Because, I mean, you've essentially been, to pardon the phrase, the decoy on his past
touchdowns. Tell me about it. I'm telling you. I'm just kidding.
I mean, how much do you relish that role?
Yeah.
Despite the fact you're not making the catch, that everybody's focused on you, and all of a sudden Dawson's like 50.
I make fun of him all the time, and I talk a lot of junk to our tight ends. I'm like this, look, if I'm gonna be out there getting you open, like, I'm gonna need some of that check, or like, I'm gonna tell him. But I just be joking, like, cause I tell him, like, listen, if I can help you get open, you know what I'm saying, it ain't gonna do nothing but turn the corner for me at one point, where though you gonna help me get open, and I scratch it back, you scratch mine. But I'm super happy for Knox as far as, like, seeing his potential, like, seeing him really, rather than being a big target, you know what I'm saying, catching those 50-50 balls and just, you know, making those plays that we all knew that he can make. I've only been with him his second year, so Knox been a baller for them for all I know. But I'm just happy to see him having success, and hopefully he keeps going touchdowns. I said, listen, I'm going to walk you eventually. Don't worry about it. I'm going to go get me some touchdowns.
You consider yourself the most talented decoy in the NFL?
Yeah, I got to be. Buck up. I got to tell myself in my ear, buck up. Like, we'll be all right.
We're never going to let that
be. We talk so much about, you know, you being there for Josh in the huddle.
Yeah.
I mean, goes into that hostile environment you guys all talked about last week.
Yeah.
And just shine. What did he do so well on Sunday night?
You see, he was being himself. To me, he was being himself. He trusted himself. In those big moments, he wanted the team. He wanted the team to be on his back as the quarterback, as our leader. You know what I'm saying? So that's something that you kind of lose a little bit from if you didn't watch the game. If you didn't see the game, you didn't see how the game was going, because we were really in a low and we needed that drive really bad. Because, like, you know, Kansas City can score fast. They can do a lot of things on offense. So we needed that drive. We needed a first down. We needed another first down. So him jumping over our guy or igniting our team, he shows you that we have, like I say, a lot of weapons, a lot of guys that can do it. But when it comes from your quarterback position, it gives everybody a little bit more juice and makes it a little bit more motivated to be like, all right, well, you know, our quarterback's out there doing everything, running, jumping, sliding. We can do a little bit more. So,
in terms of turning the page from Kansas City now, like, yeah, how much motivation is there from your mind from last year? Like, the way things ended, it being a Tuesday night game, a lot of people watching that, kind of a blowout loss for you guys.
Got that. All right.
What did you say?
We got our
SB.
Yes.
SB?
SB. SB, yeah. SB. You got our SB.
Does that stick in your
mind? Yeah.
How much does that stick in your mind as you head back?
Nah, it doesn't stick in our mind at all. For me, I mean, listen, like, if you look back at last year and say how we lost, like, we can find a million reasons as to why we lost. You know, so, oh, we played on a Tuesday. Oh, this, oh, that. Like, you can come up with as many excuses as you want, but right now they play better than us on that Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? Right now, moving on from last week, just trying to go in with the right mindset this game, as far as like they got a good team, they got good DBs, they're a well coached team all around. You know, they got one of the best coaches in the league, and we just got going with the right mindset. You know, I feel like we had a lot of distractions last year. You know what I'm saying? Let that be a reminder to you that you were distracted last year, and we came out and didn't had a couple of miscues, had a couple of things that didn't come our way. So more focused on the right now rather than last year, because you know, there's a lot of so much stuff like COVID. I can give you a million excuses now. I got a couple for you, but I'm not a big excuse guy. I just be like, they outplayed us. They played a better game. We're just trying to execute at a high level and come out and play in this one.
You talk about staying focused, blocking out the distractions and stuff like that. Yeah. You guys are human. Power rankings have you guys as number one.
That's cap. Listen, my fault. I'm just saying, that's my fault. A lot of curse words today.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Like you guys have talked, like it was even Emmanuel Sanders said his dad called him to tell him that they were 17 more. Like, it's out there. You guys are human. You guys listen to the radio. You're on social media.
I don't listen to the radio.
Okay. Fuck up.
Okay.
How do you guys continue to stay hungry when, hey, well, you're number one in the power rankings. Oh, wow. Whoop-de-doo.
We got some coaches. Like, Coach McDermott is y'all have spoken to him. Y'all can imagine what he's like. Y'all seen how he coaches. He's not a big rider, a high horse, or drink the Kool-Aid guy. So his first thing when he comes in the morning is stay humble and stay hungry. Like, we don't want to hear nothing about it. Last week. We have a little 24-hour rule of, you know what I'm saying, win or lose, and then you move on from it. But he stays in a constant, like, mindset of just, we need to get better. We're not there yet. And then you got Coach Daboff. First thing you say when he sees us is, yeah, we do some good things, but we do a lot of things really bad or not as good. So we got to get back to work or, like, just keep it in that grind mindset. But I tell you that power ranking stuff, like, look, man, I remember the first game of the season, we were probably 32 or something like that. So I try not to get too caught up in that. Like, we're going to see where it is after, like, 17. So, yeah, but I try not to get – my mom even talks to me about it. But I'm like, it's a long season. See me at the end.
Bills Cowboys.
My brother said he wants to battle for the confetti. I said, look, if anybody got the recipe on you, I got the recipe. We got this little thing called the little brother syndrome, and we play video games. He like always loses at the end of the game and stuff like that. So I say, you think you could beat me? He said, little brother syndrome don't apply here. I said, I guess time will tell.
Why does it take till the end of the game for him to lose?
Well, in video games, because lack of focus. You know, after a while, you'll be locked in. I'm gonna beat him, and then at the end of the game, I finish things off.
How do you? Stay focused and ready to maximize every opportunity, even if it's plentiful or limited. Yeah. How do you do that? I assume you're almost battling yourself to go full every time.
It's hard, but like, I mean, that's just come with the job. Like every year, that's why I say, like, when people ask me, every year is going to be different. Like, am I ever concerned? No, just like, as far as like who you are and the player that you are, isn't going to always, like, I told somebody else, like, you can run 100 sprints. That doesn't mean you're going to get 100 targets a game. I'm saying everybody's going to play you different. Different teams have different schemes, different schematics and different ways they want to do things. So it's all predicated on a week. But I'm lucky to be on a team that has talented guys. I'm saying I'm lucky to be on a team that, you know what I'm saying, like, it's not always on me. I'm saying I can do my job and feel confident in doing my job. So when your opportunities come, like in the past, like I was on teams, you know, I've been on a team where though you're not getting as many targets or you're getting this or you're getting that. So I just try to hone in on my, like, farming my own land, like just take care of your land, you know what I'm saying, and it'll turn the corner for you and your team. But that's all.
Do other guys ask you how to approach that situation? I mean, yeah. Like Gabe last year was more involved. He's not as involved, and he's a younger player.
It's like even not even guys on my team, like guys on other teams will ask me like stuff like, you know what I'm saying, I'm frustrated here, like, or like, you know what I'm saying, what do I do here? And I tell them the same thing I tell myself, like, controlling what you can control. You know what I'm saying, because there's no all the works you put in the off season, like all that stuff, nobody cares about that. You know what I'm saying? You did that for you. I'm saying you didn't do that for nobody else. You did that to be prepared for the opportunity, whether it comes or it doesn't come, or it comes plenty for it, it comes a little bit. So for me, I just say, just focus on the task at hand. Like, if you got a rep to win the rep. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you lose, you can't really argue with nobody because, you know what I'm saying, you're thinking about all the reps you're not getting. So for me, like a guy like Gabe, like I told him, like, Gabe, I'm saying you're a young player. I'm saying you're gonna have a long career. And right now, I know you want more targets. Then you gotta look at B's. I know B's want more targets. You know what I'm saying? I know E want more targets. I know the running backs want more targets. You know what I'm saying? Now, maybe I want the ball. I'm just kidding, but I mean everybody wants the ball. It's only one to go around. I'm saying all we can do is control. We control. Like Gabe went in on the late in the game, and you can trust him. Like he made a big play. I don't know if that was third down or second down, but guys go in the game and they can make plays, and you can trust them to be out there. It's just gonna be about, you know what I'm saying, like trusting that we have depth, and when it's time to come, we're gonna all spin.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.